of action, temporarily added to absolutely dry.
You're tuned to WMFO, Tuss Freeform Radio, right here in Medford, 9:01 in the morning on a beautiful late summer Saturday. How you doing? Mike on the mic here today until 11 a.m. when something about the women comes in. But there's something special today, 11. We have somebody sitting in with us named Destiny Curtis, who you may be familiar with. She used to be on WBCN Freeform Rock, and this will be her debut on an actual FM radio station. So if you heard Destiny on Freeform BCN, she'll be sitting in for the Something About the Women show today from 11 to 1. And me, I will be here until 11. And I'm here with my co-host and musical guest, Ian James. Hello, Ian.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here. This is great.
It's really good. I mean, we've known each other a little bit through other radio stations and other folks that we know, and this has been a long time in coming.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it. I'm grateful you asked me a while back if I'd join you on the show, and yeah, it's very exciting. I love being involved in the music and in radio, and grateful to be here.
Totally. So I think what we'll do is we'll sort of treat you like just a co-host, so you can just help with the freeform, and we'll go ahead and play some of Ian James' catalog and some of Ian James' favorite tracks as well.
Yeah, perfect.
And do you like it when I refer to you in the third person, like Ian James? I could just call you Ian, I suppose.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, I'll answer that pretty much anything these days.
Yeah, you can call me Ian if you want.
Okay.
Whatever.
It's a deal.
All right, so let's start off the first set, and we'll go through a first five-song set, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more with Ian about some of his music, play some of his music in set number two. So for the first set, I do have some new noise from the band Royal Tusk. This is brand new, everybody, from their album called Deal Breaker. This one is called Soon. Brand new here at WMFO.
Better than to wait forever. is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, how you doing? It's Mike on the mic here at 9:20 in the morning on a beautiful Saturday. Believe it or not, it's already August 27th. It's like the end of August.
Where did summer go?
I don't know. I mean, you always wonder that, but I always lament this. But then again, we're going into the fall, which is beautiful.
Absolutely.
Which I really love, and I don't want to talk about the season after that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am Mike on the mic. I'll be here till 11 today with my in-studio guest, Ian James. Hello there, Ian.
Hello, Mike, and hello, listening audience. Thank you for being with us today.
All right, absolutely. So let me tell you what we played, because that would be polite, and I don't want to be anything other than that. Seriously, started off with something brand new, New Noise from Royal Tusk, from the Deal Breaker CD that was called Soon. Then Bob Mould from his 2014 CD called Beauty and Rain. That was I Don't Know You Anymore. Hello Echo, which was an Ian James request, from the Hello CD that was The Coming Days. That was cool. I had never heard of that track or the band.
Yeah,
tell us a bit about that.
They're actually they're out in Santa Monica, California now, but they originated here in Boston. They come out usually come back once a year and play a Christmas show in Johnny D's in Somerville.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah. But they're former members of Apollo Sunshine are in that group, okay. And I discovered them on the Jersey Shore of all things.
Of all places.
Yeah. I used to watch the show and listen to the music in the background, and that track actually stood out to me, so I researched them.
That was really cool. Okay, thanks for that request. That was good. And then the fourth song in that set was The Rifles from the Great Escape EP that they did. That was called Sometimes. The Rifles, man, they're just really underrated, if you ask me. I like The Rifles. Very poppy, but very rock and roll. Good combination. And finished off that set with the good old 97s from the Grand Theater Volume 1 CD. That was Every Night is Friday Night Without You. brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
It does.
Always fun to play that. I like it a lot. All right, so Ian, let's learn a little bit more about you. We have something queued up, not by Ian James Music, but by a band called What's in the Fridge. So give me an idea, give us an idea how you came to know this band and why you picked this to be the first one you want to play.
Yeah, well, to go in sort of a historical chronological order of my career, this goes back to the 1990s, like 1993, very first real band I was in.
Bass guitar?
Bass guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, bass guitar was very much sought after then. Everybody wanted to be a guitarist, so of course I wanted to be a guitarist also, but when we were putting bands together, I gave in and decided, sure, I'll hop on bass here. And it lasted, What's in the Fridge went on about 3 years, 3 or 4 years, and we had a good run in this area back then. So that was kind of the start of things for me in the music world.
Okay, so this track called Happiness,
yeah,
was this one that you had a hand in writing, or just something that sticks out to you from that album?
Writing-wise, I probably contributed very little to this track, except just the bass line that's there, which is kind of mimicking the guitar, what he was doing. But our Joey Riot was our main songwriter in that group, and I was kind of along for the ride, but it was an opportunity to play with some really talented people, and a good start to what I'm doing in the music world.
All right, very cool. So we'll start with this one in this next five-song set, and we'll pepper in some more Ian James and some more of your influences within here, too, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Sure.
All right, hopefully when I push this red button, we're going to hear What's in the Fridge doing Happiness here at WMFO.
Well, all right. Walking down your street when your sister came up to me, we were talking, but talk is cheap, and now your sister's buried 6 feet deep. I've been running 8 days a week, though they're trying, they can't catch me. Another target. Well, all right. Well, I was walking down your street when your sister came up to me. We were talking, but talk is cheap. Now your sister's buried 6 feet deep. And I've been running 8 days a week, though they're trying, they can't catch me. Another target began to speak. Another spirit has been set free. life that you can't stand. I'll raise the blade, I'll drop the knife on your command. You know it's time to go. The pain begins to overflow. It's not like how you thought it would be. It's just your destiny.
WMFO, everybody. How you doing? 9:41 in the morning. Oh, that was you. Just a little hi-hat there.
Little background thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, 9:41 on a summer Saturday here. Not supposed to be too humid today, so hopefully you can get out and enjoy. I think the weekend's going to be kind of nice around here in the Boston area. If you're not in the Boston area, then I don't know what your weather's going to be. But that's all right. All right, so let me tell you what me and Ian played for you last set. I sort of lied to you in the beginning, but I'm going to make it good now. Started off, actually, with Ian James himself from the Volume 2 CD. That was God Complex. After that was the originally promised What's in the Fridge from the No Apparent Motive CD. That was Happiness. And then three more tracks from Ian James. The first was from Grand Illusions. That was Alone and Gray. Then followed up from Human Casualty CD. That was Destiny. And finally ended that set with a single, brand new from Ian, Up in Flames.
Yeah, so that was sort of a whirlwind tour of my history there, yeah. Musically.
Your musical life flashed before your eyes.
It's kind of a greatest hits, right, I think.
Yeah? All right, cool. It was really good. Any further commentary on any of those?
Well, Up in Flames is brand new.
The
last one we heard, yeah. I think I put that out on YouTube as a video in June, and we're in the process now of making another album or collection of songs to put out there, and that's the first single from that collection. I'm not sure when that will wrap up the production, but I'd say it's about three quarters of the way done right now. There's some final touches to finish that album up with, but...
All right. So all of this work that you've done, when did you first pick up a guitar? When did you decide to start doing this?
Well, as a youngster, probably around 11 or 12, born in the late 70s, raised in the 80s, so MTV was very popular.
Yeah. They used to play music, you know.
Yeah, I remember those days. Yeah. A lot of people don't. But, you know, just inspired as a kid. There was some musicians in the family. There was a neighbor who was a musician as well. And I was just inspired to be a guitarist. Jimi Hendrix had kicked off my interest in guitar at a real young age. So I had a paper route and saved some money and got my first guitar around 11 years old. And then the normal things that happen when you get to high school and you start to form bands and all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like how it all began and started for me.
Okay. And the paper route, by the way, that's another bygone thing.
I ditched the paper route as soon as I got the guitar. I mean, yeah. I had one goal in mind.
Yeah, so you started with a bass guitar, and when did you start playing some leads?
Not until I started writing my own material on my own at home, and that was after being in What's in the Fridge. I had done some sort of soundtrack stuff with a friend of mine, Mark, also, and... I just started crafting songs, mostly instrumentals at home, and my first few releases were strictly instrumental, rock-based, 70s rock style and funk. Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of your work has been featured, like, in soundtracks.
I've been on some TV shows and the background of shows and things like that. So that's really my aim at that point. I'd say in the early 2000s when I started to write on my own was to really focus on instrumentals and getting them placed in film and TV productions. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to release commercial releases that were appealing to people, and that required me to start singing some and writing lyrics for these songs. So
scary.
And look how far it's come. I the first instrumentals back in, say, 2005, and you know, 10 years later, I can write a full album with full lyrics and be like a regular band. So,
when was the first time that you had some success, and I'm measuring success as you ended up on a soundtrack?
The biggest and the earliest was, I'd say, 2005, and I did that with some four-track recordings that ended up in a Discovery Channel series.
Oh, nice.
Multiple episodes of a show called Urban Explorers.
Okay.
And it only aired in the States once. It still airs to this day in Japan, Brazil, and France, so I get the royalties for that. But
is it on demand at all?
You know, it might be. I did find it on YouTube, of all places. Oh, okay. So I found some individual episodes that are on YouTube now. But
it's pretty cool. So do you have any aspirations beyond soundtracks? I mean, do you want to have a touring band? What do you think?
No, I don't. At this point, I'm realistic about where I am in life, and I'm kind of treating it as a hobby. At the same time, I do want to get the music out there and heard by as many people as possible. And that's a challenge I've always faced since I've been doing this on my own, by not having a live act. The progression for me just to be a singer these days is a real milestone. And so now playing guitar and singing at the same time is still a challenge I have. And I've never fronted a band. So when I've been in bands in the past as the bass player, it was a real easy way for me to hide in the shadows and not have to to lead a group and be in front of the stage.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility, and I don't know that I'm really up for that task. But at home, in the privacy of my basement, with the lights turned low, I can turn the mic up and sing a little bit and get it on tape, but that's about as far as it goes.
There you go. All right, so on this next set, why don't we do another five-song set? I've got some new noise from Mudcrutch that I'll play, some Tom Petty vocals that are so cool to hear in Mudcrutch. And then why don't we fill out the other four songs with some of your influences, maybe like a little Tommy Bolin or...
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
Touch on Tommy, yeah.
All right, I don't know what we're going to play yet, but I think it's going to be pretty cool. All right, so let's start off with that aforementioned new noise. Mudcrutch has a new CD, just called 2, numeral 2, and this is called Welcome to Hell here at WMFO.
Welcome to hell, population meet, local attraction, the heartbreak scene, the smell in the air of night blooming despair, by the dry wishing well, oh, welcome to hell, a plain little house on a plain little road. And where did it all go? Time crossed by with a shuddering moan. It don't look like much, but it's a heck of a home. Ah, welcome to hell, population 2. Little old me and the lack of you. See the hole in the bed where you no longer sleep. In the chamber of promises we just couldn't keep. Whatever happened to the sweet little heaven where we lived and loved so long? Where in the world are the man and the woman who danced to their favorite song? Gone, gone, gone to hell. Even the devil wept when he heard the depth of our unhappiness. Then he dried a tear, and inside our will, whether you think you are, boy, welcome to hell.
Betcha, yeah.
Closer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.